dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of Avery and the home of the brave?
This is Parker
and Gimpton,
and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. Right now I have Cora right next to me. She's listening in as I'm talking to two young men from over in Lauderdale County who had an interesting relationship with a bull that they happened to purchase for a little too much money, and they got more than they bargained for in the first place. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jake and John.
This is JJNL Cattle Company. How are y'all today?
We're doing okay. I guess you'll have to start from the top. Two young guys over there in Underwood, Petersville area.
It is.
Tell us about your entrepreneurial spirit and how you decided that you wanted to be in the cattle business.
Well, Sunday night, we decided we was going to go pick up some cows the next morning, tried to find a pull behind trotter, couldn't find it. We decided, well, we're going to weld one up ourselves. So we welded up a gooseneck hitch, and then the next morning went and picked him up.
We got down to the sale about 11. I mean, there's a couple bottle calves like we originally intended on picking up. Bottle calves, they were selling high, man. I had $300 in my pocket. Thought, man, I got to come home with something. Well, I thought it was a little heifer that walked out. And, you know, I was sitting up at the top seat row up there at the sale. Didn't look as big. I thought they said $296 for this young bull calf.
Uh-huh.
I thought, that's a good deal. I'm going to price me a bid on that. Sure enough, the dummy in the stand raises his hand. Only person that raises his hand, they sell it to me. They give me my number or whatever. I take off. I'm like, well, that's all I'm going to be able to buy today because I figured it's $300. Get up there. They say, that's going to be, including tax and all, it's going to be $496. Said, run that over me again. I said, it's going to be $496. See how it works at a sale barn. If you can't purchase it, they got to run it back through the sale again. And if it sells for any less, it could sell for $100, $200 less. Maybe $300, or it could sell for $15 less. You never know. It's a gamble on that. But either way, you'd have to pay because you just lost them a sale. So what? No matter what, they're getting the $496, you know. We get in the old F-350 7.3 rattle box with this gooseneck trailer behind us about to fall off going down the highway. We get back up to Underwood Petersville, my neighbor, and had to borrow $200. We got this sucker home, and we had a raggedy old fence up because we had intended on getting some bottle calves, you know, and it was going to be all right for that. So we could put the rest of our fence up, our pasture fence up the next day. We got down there. I wasn't thinking about letting him out peacefully enough, you know, because he was real young and wasn't used to getting in and out of a pasture, especially what he'd just been through at the sale barn. I know that freaked him out. We opened them doors, and like a bullet, that sucker was gone. I looked in that fence. I can't tell you what that fence looked like, son. It looked like a tumbleweed out in West Texas. He'd just rip that sucker apart. Well, there we stand there looking at each other. We say, uh-oh. We take off a running. Not thinking about, there wasn't enough room in this pasture to go spread wide at the same time as catch up with him. We planned on it. We had got this 1 acre lot set up, and we was going to put a couple of bottle calves in it. And by the time we got them raised where it was going to be big enough, we'd have more of a selection of where to keep them at. But anyways, that failed, of course. Started off like that. I chased him up and down Cloverdale Road for about an hour or two. And, man, I was about dead, and I thought, man, I got to call the cops on this. We called the cops, and they're like, hey, what now? I got a black Angus bull running around here, and I done had to run him off a highway about 3 or 4 times because he's in this big wood patch.
He was building up a reputation at this point.
Yeah. I called the cops.
On your own bull?
Yeah, on my own bull. I mean, it was kind of like trading in a best friend in a way. Kind of hurt me. So I got down there, and but all them cops said, look, y'all are overheated. It's way too hot out here. And I was in a long sleeve shirt. It was killing us out there running it like that. And they said, go on home. We got your number and everything. They said, y'all, you go home. Cool off for a minute. We'll call you. Because they said, there's nothing you can do. And all you're doing is running yourself to death. They said, we want it to come out so we can see it. I get on down the road, and I can't sit at the house. I mean, I'm worried because my name's still registered on there, and if somebody was to hit it and it killed them, then I'm responsible for it. I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go grab my neighbor's Tim's four-wheeler. So I jump on that sucker, and I start going through the woods, trying to see if I could see anything broke over where he'd ran through or anything, a coyote trap or anything out there, a barbed wire trap caught him up. Nothing happened. Nothing caught me. I got a call. Random number. I normally hardly ever answer them. And I said, hello, who is this? And they said, is this Mr. Phelps? I said, yeah, it is. They said, well, we've had 5 reports of your cow standing in front of the door at the Chevron gas station right in front of the road that you live on. They said, and it's not letting anybody out. You need to get up there. So as I'm on my way out of this thorn thicket we call woods around here, I got down there and cops had just rolled up, and I seen him chasing off. I was like, done busted through the glass, and that's something else I'm going to pay for. We chased him into a guy's backyard. Here it is, me and about 4 or 5 cops and all my friends. I mean, my buddy Patrick, my buddy Landon, Jake, Lyndon, Brandon, my neighbor Bree. She came down there. We was all running this sucker.
Is that half of Central High School?
No, that's half of everybody, I reckon. We all kind of like a congregation down here,
right,
I reckon.
Right.
So this is what I got myself into, and we realized that they told me, well, take that four-wheeler home, and I mean, we tried to lasso him about an hour. They said, go get your truck and trailer. I drove that down there and got everything ready and whatnot. Got the trailer in there, opened it up. Man, even though this backyard had a shop on it and all kinds of little sheds and whatnot and thorn bushes and bamboo, and it was like a jungle gym getting through there. Eventually, me, Patrick, Brandon, and Jake, we got a hold on that cow with a lasso, and 2 big old cops, their sheriff's department, Officer Davis, we got him on up, and we had to grab the front lasso, and we had to get a rope, tuck his tail down, and we had to push that sucker on up in the trailer, so we got that taken care of. I was like, shoo, all right, we're good. Had to run him over to my friend Danny's house, because he had a good, you know, catch pen. Let him off in that sucker with some other cows, you know, outside of the catch pen in their own pasture doing their thing. He was happy, you know. But at the same time, I don't like having to put my problems on other people, even if it tries to help me out. even though he didn't mind and that pen never got used, still, it was my bull at his house stomping down the grass in his pen. I was like, well, I need to go get him. So I got my old buddy Kid Rock to come down there with his truck. I couldn't get a hold of the gooseneck trailer anymore. We went down there and got that sucker Wednesday evening. We went down there and picked him up. And I mean, it was a nice, soft loading, unloading process. We got it 4-strand barbed wire, got everything going good and everything. And I mean, it's a solid bulletproof fence. Everything's good. Me and old Jake took the old 7.3 to McFarland, cruised around for a little bit, got home, fed him. You know, everything's going good. He's in his pen. He's calmed down. It's big enough now. It's fine. 12 o'clock at night rolls around. I'm sitting there eating Doritos and drinking Mountain Dew. I'm like, I got me an idea. I'm going to check that sucker. Walk out there. Boom. He's still there. All right, we good. Walk in the house. Finally get some good sleep. Wake up. Old Brandon Chabaris calling me. I said, hello. He said, where's your cow at? And I said, what? He said, where's your cow at? I said, in the pen. Oh, well, look out there and make sure. I was like, you was with us yesterday whenever we unloaded it. He knew where it's at. I looked out there and I thought, it's too early in the morning. I looked out there and there wasn't no cow out there. I threw me some clothes on. I said, all right, Brandon, get on the way. Brandon's on his way in his old F-150. White Lightning's the nickname of her. So he's flying down through there. He gets to my house from about 15, 20 minutes away in about 5 minutes. We get there. I'm walking out the door. I got my lasso. Barely got my pants on. I look up and boom. There's a good friend of mine, Officer Brown. He said, you know why I'm here? I said, yeah, I just got the call and I just woke up not 5 minutes ago. I'm on my way down there. We got in the truck. Had a lasso ready and everything, and I was just about ticked off because, I mean, I just woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the latest I've slept. I was happy I had some good sleep, and I wake up to that. Didn't even get to drink a cup of coffee this morning. We're going down there, and me and Brandon's looking for them because they never told us where the cow was or where they got it to. I just knew it was by the community center. I got on down there, and we couldn't see them, and Brandon's truck is about on E, I reckon, from all that gas that was drinking on the way over to my house. So I said, well, so let's run to my house and we'll get the old 7.3. I don't let the glow plugs heat up or nothing. I just turn that sucker over and run. She's shaking like crazy. I mean, it was like a carnival ride in that sucker. And before I could get out of my long driveway, I said, you know what? I've had it with this bull. I said, I don't care if it cuts me short $300 and I got to owe a guy $200. I whipped that truck around on a dime, turned around and got my old F-150 or mud truck, grabbed my 20-gauge shotgun and two slugs, headed down there. I got down there and they said, well, let's just use a tranquilizer gun because it ain't your property and, you know, it's still real early in the morning and we don't want to wake everybody up with a shotgun. So they dropped him with this tranquilizer gun. I was all shook up and whatnot because, I mean, I just woke up and then boom, big slap in the face to this, waking up to this. We was down there, and the officer said, we gotta get a hold of a trailer. And I said, well, all the people I know that can get a hold of a trailer for me are way away. They live way away. I said, and I ain't got a dollar in my pocket. I said, I don't even know if I got my wallet on me right now. I said, I ain't got enough diesel to get there or not. I said, it just ain't going to work. So they said, well, we'll tell you what, we'll get this one officer and go get a horse trailer or whatnot. And they got him came back with a horse trailer and everything was all right, I reckon. I mean, we had to clean some wood out of it and got that cow loaded, even though it was pretty rough pulling that dead weight cow. I mean, it's pretty heavy. He only weighed about 500 pounds. That's about how much he weighs. We get him loaded on the trailer. They hand me $200. Said, well, what are you going to do with him? Because you can't keep him, you know, in the pen I have been. I said, I tell you what, I said, just so I can break even and cut my ties, I said, I'd take $200 for him right now. Sure enough, one of the officers handed me $200 and bought that sucker off of me. I know it wasn't the best deal of my life that I sold that cow for that, but I was willing to, as long as I could pay my neighbor back and me just break even, you know, and take the loss and go on, I figured I'd go on and just call it a day. Got in the old F-350. She is still shaking and whatnot. I get not a quarter mile down the road, she starts shaking. and I hear this rumbling sound that always means you got a bad fuel filter. What had happened is the fuel filter had messed up in it, and it shot all the diesel out of it, the little bit that was left. Truck dies right in front, right in the middle of a four-way stop, crowded. Get this old dude in a Chevy. He comes and pulls me the Chevron, yanks my bumper off my truck. We get it up there. I sit around for about 3 hours trying to bleed the diesel out of this sucker, get all the air out of the lines. Me and Jake's just about had it. We get the truck running and whatnot. I got to looking on the Facebook. We got bored because we didn't have anything to do right now. I mean, we didn't have a cow to take care of or nothing. We didn't have any money to go buy any cow or whatever. And went and paid off our debts or whatever. And, man, it's just been booming. Jessica, my buddy Lyndon's mama, she was just telling people, like, you know, the story and what happened and whatnot. I was like, there's a lot of people on here. Well, the day before last, they were all like, well, please keep the Chevron Bull. That's what we nicknamed the Bull instead of the name of the Bull, Chevron. I was like, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, y'all can get together $200 that I owe that guy. I said, I'll keep it. He ain't going to have any friends, I said, but I'll keep him locked up in a certain, in a good-sized little area, I said, and so y'all can come see him or whatever, I said, and you can baby him all you want to. They said, all right, we'll set up a fundraiser. And that $200 goal had raised, what is that, Jake? $465 out of $200 to save that bull. And then the other one that somebody had started today, because he got loose again, raised $160 in a day. Yeah, so we got $610 that people's wanting to put towards us starting this cattle company. I mean, that's just, I think that's tremendous. Main thing out of all of this, I guess you could kind of put it to a moral, is if you work hard, sometimes stuff's going to slap you in the face. But if you work hard, it's going to slap you in the face, beat you down. But at the same time, you got to look where I've went in 4 years. 4 years ago, I didn't imagine any of this. I never imagined I'd have had a cow sitting on my property, even though I'd always dreamed that. No matter what you go through in life, it's going to knock you down. There's going to be bad times. I mean, truck broke down, cow got off. I did get out of debt, but still, I lost a lot of money. I mean, even though my truck's sitting at the Walmart broken down right now because it overheated, I mean, I'm thinking positive. I mean, we raised over $600 in a day just because somebody realizes that, hey, these kids, they want to try and get this stuff together. I reckon the whole reason, most of my friends, they got it from, you know, their grandpas or whatever. And I got all that, I reckon, from my cousin Gene, because that's who I grew up watching farming and whatnot and doing what he loves. And I seen it from him, but I'll sit on an old Ford tractor 12, 13 hours a day, and I'll be just happy with it. You just got to look at the better things in life.
That's right, John. And let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll close out with some folks that you need to thank for helping you with this bull Chevron, helping you to figure this out and making a plan for you. Sounds like there was some law enforcement officers, and then there's some people in the community involved to try to help you in your business. And it's JJ and L Cattle Company, is that right?
Yeah, it's JJ and L. It's John, Jake, and Lyndon. We're the ones that came up with the idea to make this happen. But just because it's the three of us, a lot of people has made this happen. Been quite a few.
Folks, we're talking to John Phelps right now. He is the CEO of JJ and L Cattle Company over in the Underwood Petersville area. If you're not familiar, that's over in Lauderdale County in the Shoals in northwestern Alabama. And we're going to continue to talk to John when we come back. We're going to talk about some folks that have helped them through this process. As you can hear, John had some trouble with a bull that he purchased for way too much money, but it sounds like it's beginning to work out for him. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to him. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Lindsay Collins, and I would like to encourage you to buy Lulu's lip balm. Email my dad at nnn205@gmail.com.
This money will go to help buy sewing kits that will go into doctor's offices. If you want to purchase lip balm, email nnn205@gmail.com. Lulu's lip balm in peppermint flavor right now, and more flavors coming soon.
Lulu's lip balm. It's the balm.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. This has been an interesting version of the Mark White Show because we don't have too many stories like this, but I really found within this story, this guy, John, who needed some help with his bull that he purchased at the sale barn, gave him some trouble, kept getting out of the fence. People have seen what Jake and John and Lyndon wanted to do with JJ and L Cattle Company. And they wanted to help because this guy, John, has had some real issues from his truck breaking down to the bull hanging out at the Chevron, not letting people out, and law enforcement having to help. And I wanted to talk to John some more about folks who have helped him because, you know, when you get down and you hope to have a business like this and get started and it seems to get off on the wrong foot and you find some people who are there to support you, that does make a difference. And I know that they want to continue moving forward in their cattle business. It sounds like even though your truck broke down and you had some problems here and there, especially with Chevron the Bull, it sounds like some people came together for you in a big way to try to help and pick you back up.
Yeah, they did, which we really wasn't asking for no donations, you know, or anything, which we was just going to do like what we've always done together is, you know, if we just go work and work and work and whatever money we could buy diesel and whatnot with and help each other out. We just figured we was just going to do that and keep up. And the reason I looked at the fundraiser is because I was just about to delete it because I was like, well, the bull's gone down. I don't need the $200. And then I realized what people were saying. The reason why they donated and the reason why it was not about the bull is they just saying that, hey, these people right here, they got some bad luck, which, I mean, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. They started donating, and I was reading more and more comments that it wasn't about the bull, but it was that because they're saying that what we've done and how far we've got with hard work, keeping on, just keep pushing. And they've seen how we've done it and the backbreaking work we've put into it and the hours running fence lines or punching T-posts or plowing a field or cutting hay or whatever and what we've put into it. And Jake and them, they've always been around certain things. I mean, if tractor broke down on me or whatever, they'd always come down there and help me. This was our first shot. We're just going to raise a bull, get some, you know, some steers and heifers and whatever. On another side, you know, and just raise them. But we got a bull right then because we thought we was getting at a deal. And we just going to try to make, you know, come out a grand or two ahead, raise this bull for a couple of years. It just went all downhill. There was good in it. For one, I learned you can't throw a bull in some place alone, especially right after all that. You got to let them go in calm or whatever. What we're going to do with that donation money is the moment we can get it into a bank account is we're taking that flatbed and a trailer. We're going and buying T-posts, cattle panel, corral panels, gate, a few more gates, cedar posts, and we're going to get straight back to work with what we got. I mean, $600 seems like it might not be a lot. It's a lot to us, and we appreciate it a lot. It's helped us out, and it's going to help us out. If we would have had that whenever we had that bull, I'd still own it because it wouldn't have been out. It wouldn't have got out like it did. I hate seeing people they're hurting on police, but if it hadn't have been for cops, I don't know what I'd have done. I didn't have a first clue. I mean, I don't know how to rope or wrangle or none of that. And them cops did. They helped me out.
I tell you, John, 20 years ago when I went through police academy, they not once showed us how to rope a cow, run down a pig, chase a horse. But when I got to Lauderdale County and I was a police officer over there in Rogersville and Anderson and worked with those guys at the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department, there were quite a few animals that we had to get back into fences. Now, was it Lowry Davis? Was he one of them that helped you?
Yeah, Lowry Davis was one, and Alex Witten, I believe, they helped that. Lowry Davis, he was one of our main help. He's real good with roping and whatnot, and he got the trailer there for me, and he was there both times, believe it or not.
Lowry actually went and brought a trailer to help y'all get this bull.
He brought us a trailer. I said, I don't have a cattle trailer. I can't get one. I said, there's just not enough hope for it right now. If I had one, I'd go buy one. I said, cattle trailer is almost $1,500, and I don't have that. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a cattle trailer, and we can figure out what we got to do. I was real thankful for that. And while he was gone, we just kind of, you know, we had to tranquilize the cow to get him to go to sleep, you know. And while we were there watching that cow, one of the officers there, they had asked how much I'd take for it if I'd sell it or whatever. I said, look, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, $200, you take this cow home with you. He took it home, and that's just about it. And then my luck with my truck started. But, yeah, I mean, they paid me, and they got that all taken care of and whatnot. And
now, did you give him back $200 to get Chevron back, or you're going to just leave a Chevron with him?
I think I might leave Chevron with him. I want to try to figure out some kind of a way to keep touch with him, though.
Yeah.
And so if he ever wants to get rid of Chevron before I'm ready, I'd take him. The whole reason I didn't right now is because no matter how much somebody wants me to have him, I'm not ready yet for a bull.
I understand.
I don't have the place for him, and the more he keeps getting out, the more cocky he's gonna get. The harder it is gonna find him, and the farther he's gonna go.
Well, and even though you got less money than you paid John to have a deputy give you $200 to take him off your hands, that's pretty good. As much mischief as Chevron created and trouble that he was causing.
That's the only reason I said 200 and not you can have him is because I had to pay, you know, my back my $200 debt. I mean, before any sheriffs got there or whatnot, the bull had got onto the highway, and it was pretty scary for me because there I was standing in the middle of traffic trying to, you know, get a bull on over off of the road, whichever way he went, trying to keep him on my side of the road. And, I mean, I was hearing cars, trucks downshifting, cars blowing horns, people stopping, screaming, get out of the road or whatever, and all this, that, and the other. And I was about done with it, and I was about dead, too, from the heat.
Sure.
And,
well, it sounds like the guys over in Rick Singleton's area, Rick Singleton's the sheriff in Lauderdale County, sounds like they went to work and did something that's a little different from their normal routine.
I thanked them for it and whatever, because, I mean, they didn't have to do that. And they showed right up, and they helped me. They lassoed that boy up, and they got him in the trailer. They took care of it.
You also have some folks to thank for the fundraiser again and trying to help J.J. and L. Cattle Company as you move forward with your business.
Yeah, definitely. I'm thankful for all that, for that, and I'm thankful for most of my friends that came out and helped me get that boy up. I mean, I'm really thankful for the people that did donate and came out and helped and whatever, and just a lot of positive, and I'm thankful that the community would pull together for something that's, I mean, as silly as a bull. I mean, really, if you get down and think to it, this is just a dream of mine that I've always had and I've always wanted to do. They ain't got no business having to come down here and help me. Knowing the community would come together like they have, it's good to know that there's still people like that.
Well, it's called community, my friend.
Yeah, it's community. It's gathering and taking care of each other. It's kind of like you know, Waterloo, Alabama, or Cherokee, or Lexington, or something like that, where everybody knows everybody and just congregates and whatever. If it wasn't for my friends, that cop would have never woke me up by knocking on the door. it was my friends that called me. I'm thankful for them doing that too. And half of them was at work, you know, that early in the morning or not woke up. And every one of them was trying to figure out some way to get a hold of me.
You're 15 years old. You're getting started at a very young age in this business. And you have a long time and a lot of lessons to learn. And this was just a big one right off the bat. But I think it's a big one that will really help you as you move forward, because you're learning a lot of quick lessons about the cattle business.
Yeah, I'm learning a couple of them pretty quick. I mean, like I said, you really got to find out. Can't learn until you try it. I mean, I was raised up around cattle, and it's different whenever it's your own situation and you don't know exactly what all you're doing completely. You can't just have a general idea, but you got to have a spot-on idea. It's actually a pretty good group of us that all work together. It's how it got the name is me, Jake, and Lennon was sitting in my Ford flatbed, and we were talking about going and getting this cow in the morning, and we were just messing around and saying, "Oh, Farmer John Phelps Cattle Company." And Lennon said, "Oh, we got old JJ&L Cattle Company. How may I assist you?" And we just sitting down there, and we was like, "That's a pretty good name." So we just joking around, and we wasn't really going to name it or nothing. You know, we was just going to have cows and work with it. And then it got kind of big. So, I mean, now I guess that's the name of it. That's going to be the name.
JJ&L Cattle Company. Well, I like it, and I wish y'all continued success. Did you want to mention the GoFundMe?
If you want to check out the GoFundMe, go to what Jessica Burgess on her Facebook page, and it's on there. I appreciate it if you would. If you're on your last dollar or that, or you think it's going to break, you don't waste your time on it. It just, if you got the extra few bucks lying around or whatever, and you want to donate and help out, you can. You're more than welcome to.
Again, we'd like to thank John Phelps for joining us from the Underwood Petersville area over in the Shoals, sharing about Chevron the Bull. If you would like to help these guys out at JJ&L Cattle Company, you can donate through the GoFundMe at GoFundMe.com/JJ&L Cattle Company. I appreciate you all tuning in to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.